If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome in Tyler Dragon of the USA Today. Tyler, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. A quick story. I discovered your content preparing for the Paris Olympics. I am a massive track and field fan, and you were providing among the best coverage there during the Summer Olympics, and I just clicked follow, and I hadn't stopped following you. And as we turn the page to the NFL season and you've continued to churn out football content, I say, who better to bring on and discuss it? So let's go ahead and get to it. Obviously, the Atlanta Falcons, and one of the bigger questions that it's been brewing this whole offseason is the timeline for Kirk Cousins. And they say they're comfortable with it, and people seem to not believe that they are ultimately going to stay comfortable with it, and they're playing this game of chicken with the Browns and potentially some other teams. What do you think ultimately is the timeline for Kirk Cousins? He's got the no-trade clause. It definitely won't take place, in my opinion, at least before day one of the NFL draft. But do you ultimately believe 100% he will not be with the Falcons to start next season?
Yeah, I think the Falcons are trying to just gain some leverage and saying that they're comfortable with keeping him as the most expensive backup quarterback in the NFL. In my opinion, I think they're going to end up trading him and absorbing some of his contract, or just flat out releasing him. But yeah, I mean, they said at the NFL owners meetings, they said at the NFL combine that they want to do right by Cousins, but they also want to have a deal in a situation where it's fair on both sides. And so that leads me to believe that they're going to end up parting ways with Kirk Cousins, whether that's via trade or just flat out release. He has indicated to the team that he wants to be a starter, and he's not going to start in Atlanta. He would be a backup behind Michael Penix Jr. So, to me, when it's week one, he'll be on a different team. I would like to see him with the Cleveland Browns. I think that's a good fit for Cousins. You got a good defense. I'm hearing that they're more than likely going to draft Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. So, he'll have definitely a solid defense, regardless of whomever they draft, or if they draft Hunter, played obviously offense and defense. So, yeah, I don't think he'll be on the team beginning week one.
Tyler Dragon, NFL columnist for the USA Today. Another thing that was said regarding the Falcons at the owners' meetings not too long ago is this is a squad that's going to draft defense. Almost felt like a demand from the owner Arthur Blank in regards to Terry Fontenot. Is in the first round, the Falcons drafting 15th. There's been a little bit of rumors about offensive tackle, but are you buying any of those, or you think they are going the best defensive player on their board?
They should go the best defensive player on their board, primarily an edge rusher. The Falcons finished last in the NFC in sacks. last year. I know they got Leonard Floyd in free agency. That's an upgrade, but they need to bolster their edge rushing room even more. I would love for Mike Green of Marshall to fall to 15 to the Atlanta Falcons, or maybe like a Mykael Williams right up the road in Georgia there could be to be had at 15. So I think they're going to go defense. And if I were choosing for the Falcons, I would certainly draft an edge rusher.
Yeah, you're making a lot of listeners happy with either of those two picks, especially considering the local lore of the Falcons not drafting Georgia players. It is Tyler Dragon of the USA Today as we expand the conversation outside of Atlanta now. For Aaron Rodgers, is it the Steelers or retire? Is there a situation where he could sit and wait for another team to be quarterback needy in season potentially? You don't want to say it out loud, but waiting for a starter to get injured.
Well, I live in Los Angeles, and he was training at UCLA right up the road from me with DK Metcalf. So if that isn't a tale that he is going to be in Pittsburgh with their new acquisition in Metcalf, I don't know what is. To me, I don't know why he's waiting so long. I'm hearing rumblings that a decision can come as soon as today. The Pat McAfee show is in Pittsburgh tonight. So why is it they filming live in Pittsburgh tonight? Maybe Aaron Rodgers has some news to drop there. We'll see. But to me, he is going to be a Steeler. It's just a matter of when. The Steelers are pretty much making moves that indicate that Rodgers is going to be in Pittsburgh. He just needs to hurry up and announce that decision, make it a formality so we can complete this quarterback carousel this offseason.
A couple of thoughts about quarterbacks heading into the NFL draft. Do you think that Cam Ward is now a lock to go number one overall? And then secondly, is Shador a lock to be the second quarterback taken wherever that might be?
Well, the Titans sure do like Cam Ward. They sent a large contingent out to look at his pro day. They obviously talked to him at the combine as well. When I talked to their coach, Brian Callahan, he seems to be very impressed with Cam Ward. So I wouldn't call it a lock, but I will say it's looking very likely that Cam Ward is going to be the number one overall pick. The Titans are still listing the trade offers. They have to be absolutely wild to move off that number one overall pick, especially when you look at their quarterback room with Will Levis and names like that. As far as the second quarterback, I'm hearing it's going to be Shador Sanders. It's just a matter of where he's going to get drafted. I like him with teams like the Raiders, maybe, or New Orleans Saints at the top of the draft board, number two overall. I'm hearing more so that the Browns are going to go a defender or the do-all everything player in the Travis Hunter. And then the Giants, their moves this offseason in acquiring a Russell Wilson and a Jameis Winston lead me to believe that they're going to go for another position group as well with the number three overall pick. So I think Shador slides a little bit, but I will be surprised if he moves out of the top 10. Teams like the Raiders and teams like the New Orleans Saints, those are spots I can see Shador getting drafted.
Tyler Dragon, the USA Today NFL columnist, also does great work covering track and field as well on the WadeFord.com hotline. The Raiders are interesting now that you mention it, considering the new deal for Geno and some of the comments the other day. That you still believe that quarterback's in play for them?
Yeah, because, yes, Geno Smith just got a new contract, but he's not going to be there another 4 or 5 years. He's not the long-term answer. I still believe Geno Smith can start the next 2 years and is a good quarterback, sometimes even Pro Bowl-level quarterback. But Shador Sanders gives you a long-term answer at that position. Him and the owner, Davis, has flirted with each other about Las Vegas last year. And I would think Shador would be happy in the silver and black as well. So I can see him in Vegas, but in my latest mock draft, I have him actually going to the New Orleans Saints. I think that's an excellent fit as well. And if he does end up sliding even more, another team I would look out for, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They might have to trade up higher to get him, but I could see him playing in.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pittsburgh as well.
Yeah, look, I think that Shador is a very good quarterback, so I'm not in love with him heading to New Orleans being a Falcons fan, but all of that remains to be seen. The two defensive guys, if you were starting a franchise, if you know, obviously every situation is different. So if you had a total blank slate, Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, which one would you take?
Without question, I would take Travis Hunter because he can play two positions now. In the NFL, depending on how my roster is shaping and my personnel looks, that will decide whether he plays offense or defense more. But a talent like that, I mean, he's one of the best pure athletes I've ever seen come out of college football. And that it's a rare talent where you have a wide receiver who runs routes as crisp and fluid, and then a defensive back who can diagnose coverage, and with those ball skills, I would certainly draft Travis Hunter with my number one overall pick if I was starting a franchise.
Yeah, and then final question for Tyler Dragon of the USA Today, NFL and track columnist. And this is wide open for you. Go wherever you would like to take it. Who do you think has had the best offseason overall in the NFL?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I like what teams like the Vikings have done. They've been active in free agency, bolstering their offensive and defensive lines. So I like what they've done. I almost have to say the Patriots, because they've been the most aggressive team in free agency. They've obviously spent the most acquiring players on both sides of the ball. Latest step, we'll see if it works. But Mike Vrabel is building a team in his image. So those are two teams I think that have had the best offseason. But we'll see if all those acquisitions pan out next year.
Tyler Dragon of the USA Today, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure chatting a little bit of football with you.
Of course. Thanks for having me on. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.